Okay. Okay, I wanted to finish up our discussion of the Rambam and Ramban. Yesterday we saw a very fundamental machlokas to the very nature of the Lo Sasur. And again, the problem that the Ramban had with the Rambam is fundamentally, if indeed every single Darabanan is really a Doraisa of Lo Sasur, then how do we find all over Shas distinctions between Darabanans and Doraisa? So we suggested two possible approaches to the Rambam. And again, I think the dominant approach is what the Ramban himself does not like, and suggests and doesn't like, and that is that built into every single Darabanan, the Chacham came along and imputed leniencies into the Gzera Darabanan. So they said, for example, that the Darabanan is only going to apply b'makom vade, not b'makom safek. And in certain cases, they'll give their modus on dinim Darabanan to ketanim or to nashim, etc., and they'll build those leniencies into the din Darabanan itself. It's not a tier 2 kind of leniency of Safi Rabban Lakula, but it's already built in Milechatchila. That's what the Ramban suggested. And again, many Achronim take that tact in understanding the Rambam. And then we saw the very striking and fascinating comments of the Mabit, of the Kiryat Sefer, where he says that really the Rambam's vision is no. Lo Sasur is violated, not on every single Drabbanim. When you violate a Drabbanim because you have taivas, you're not rejecting the authority of the Chacham, just you happen to be. Sometimes we are weak, the flesh is weak, and we violate Isurim. So that's not an Isur Lo Sasur, that's a pure Drabbanim, and therefore you apply the rules of Safik Drabbanim, Lakula, etc. When do you violate the Dindo Rais of Lo Sasur? That's only going to be when you are rejecting the authority of the Chachamim. You don't accept their authority, and that is what he makes the yukum in the language of the Rambam, that that perhaps is what the Rambam has in mind. So I just wanted to advance that discussion a little bit to what the Grach and the Yavetz writes, a very fascinating concept of, in general, how do we view this vision of the... and we're going to broaden out a little bit, that the Rambam... And I'm not sure how I'm going to exactly formulate this, but the Rambam, the Grach suggests, and we'll look at it inside, he quotes in the name, this is quoted over in the name of Rav Chaim, that perhaps the machlokas between the Ramban and the Rambam is as follows. That Ramban sirle dinehi dinami shin stavini besinu l'shmol divi chachamim va'over al divreim over al hatzivu hazeh aval ein bohem ista mitzar atzmon. So the Ramban's vision of Lo Sasur is what the Grach calls an Isser Klali. What does that mean, an Isser Klali? It's an Isser not to violate Divrei Chachamim. And the Torah says, do not violate Divrei Chachamim. So now when the Chachamim say, there's an Isser Muks on Shabbos, and there's an Isser of Oph Bechalav, and you have all these Isser Drabanan, when you violate those Isser Drabanan, what is the name of your Isser? What is the name of your Isser? Your Isser is you violated the divine command of Lo Sasur. Is that you violate the Isser Klali of Lo Sasur. That is the Ramban's vision. The Rambam Svirle, the Yeshal Kol Dover Shall Divreim Isuro Hamiyuchat. Kon Isser Arusa Beschamav Humidoraisa Misre Bia, the Ken Isure Durabonan Shabegili Arayo, Shabegimel Dvar Hamurim, Havim Mi Avizrayu. Vizer Hatam Beplukhtatam Leinyan in Nasa Zake Mamre. So this is what the Grach is trying to explain. Why by Zake Mamre? The Rambam says that if a Zake Mamre says, Paskins, that in Chametz Beshah Chamishis, which is only Aser Mi De Rabbanan. So in such a case, and the Chachamim, and the Zaken Mamre says it's Mutter. And the rabbis say Mi De Rabbanan, it's Aser. According to the Rambam, will the Zaken Mamre be put to death? The Rambam, Maimonides.
Yeah.
He'll be put to death. He'll be put to death Min HaTorah. According to Ramban, will he be put to death?
No.
So what are they arguing about? What's the hezber of that machlokes? So that's exactly this point. Is that, does the din of Lo Sasur create an Isser Prati? Or is it only an Isser Klali? When the Zaken Mamre says, don't listen to the Chachamim by Chametz Bechasha Chamishes, it's Mutter. So is that a violation of Lo Sasur? Or is that a violation of the din Chametz? So what does the Rambam assume? It's a violation of the din of chametz. Once it's a violation of the din of chametz, then we're talking about a violation of that which is an iser kares, and Besogeg is Nesir Chatas. That's where the Din of Zakei Mamre applies. Why does Ramban say that Zakei Mamre does not apply to that case? Because it's an Isser Klali, you're not violating an Isser Chametz. What are you violating? You're violating an Isser of Lo Sasser, a generic Isser Klali. What that means, an hour, what? Isser Karis. Chametz is an Isser Karis. Isser Karis. He says Karis. No one says you're getting a doraisa. I don't know what that means, doraisa. It's an iser derabanan, which now, again, is an iser derabanan authorized by the psukim of Lo Sasser, but now what is the substance of the iser? Is the substance of the iser Lo Sasser? You didn't listen to the words of Chachamim? Or is the substance of the iser, does it chameleonize into an iser of Chametz? So the Rambam says to Nisr of Chametz. Yes, it has the imprint of Lo Sasser, but it's an Isser Chametz. According to Ramban, what's the Isser? It's Isser Lo Sasser. And then the Yavetz and other Achronim bring three other examples, three illustrations of this issue. I'm going to bring these three in the Rambam. And then I'm going to add what I threw onto your WhatsApp was another iteration. Can we open the windows? It's a little warm in here. A little smoiling in here. Okay, at least in the box, in the penalty box, it's a little warm. Okay, so so three rayas to this effect. Raya number one is the Rambam and Hilchos Sota Perek Beis Halacha Ches. And here the Rambam, again, it's an amazing halacha. The halacha is that when a man accuses his wife of being a sota, and she goes to the process to drink the mayim hama'orim, the mayim hama'orim are bodek ota, to see whether she committed the deed or did not. And the pasuk says that the only way that the mayim is going to work is if the husband himself is also clean of sins in this arena. However, if the husband has averus of his own in this area, so then the mayim will not work. And the Rambam then goes ahead and he says, for example, even if the husband was Boel Arusaso Bebeis Hamav, that will be sufficient to thwart the effectiveness of the Mayim Hama Orin. And that's tremendous Kiddush. Why? Because HaBoel Arusaso Bebeis Hamav, what does that mean? She was his Arusa. As an Arusa, post-Erison, where does she live? She lives by her parents' house. And he jumped a gun. And he was boel her before Nisuin. Is that an Issa Doraisa?
No.
No, why not?
Because
They're married, just they didn't have Nisuin yet. It's an Issa Dera Bonan. Yet, will that thwart the Mayim from working?
Yep.
Says the Rambam, yes. How does that work? This is an Issa Dera Bonan. So how does it thwart the Mayim from working on a Doraisa love? The answer is, what's the name of the Issa? What's the name of the Isser? The Isser is an Isser of Arayas. It's an Isser Bia. So can the husband claim to be clean of Isurei Bia? No. It's only Dirabanan. So what Lo Sasser does, listen carefully. What Lo Sasser does is it allows the Chachamim to create Isurim that will now be categorized in Doraisa categories. And once it is categorized in a Doraisa category, it has a shame arayos as a function of the Torah Shebaal Peh, and therefore the mind is going to be thwarted. This is the Rambam very much l'shitase, that the Rambam will create Doraisa consequences as a result of rabbinic ordination. That's a tremendous chiddush, and it needs to be understood a little deeper. Hold on, Noah, let me just do the other two examples. Second example of this phenomena is in the world of Nara Bisula, in the case of a Ma'anes. So here again, the Rambam quotes, Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, that if a woman is raped, So the pasuk tells us v'lo tia le'isha, that the husband, the rapist, is required halachically if she desires to marry the victim. To marry the victim, she can refuse. But if she wants, he has to marry her. However, there's one exception to that rule, and that exception is if she is asura alav. If she's asatim, for example, he rachman letzana rapes his sister. So in such a case, she's asur to him. So in that scenario, he will not be obligated to marry her. And then the Rambam writes, Hoysa anusa zu asur lov afilu mechai v'aseh. Even if it's an isur aseh, afilu shnia hareze lo yisa'ena. Even if it's a what? A shnia. What does shnia mean? It's only a relationship that would generate an isur dera banan. It still creates what? A prohibition on a doraisa level of lo siele isha. Why would that be? The answer is because what's the nature of this din of shnius larayas? According to the Rambam, that's an iser. It's not an iser doraisa. It's an iser drabana, which is now categorized as asura alav midin arayos. And once it's arayos, what can't he do? He's not allowed to marry her. Third example, and again, I haven't explained it really fully, so I will do that, Bez Hashem. But the third example, and this is a little more subtle, but the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Beis Halachates, says an interesting thing, which the Ravid has a real problem with. The Rambam writes that when the Chachamim make decrees, they're authorized to make drabonos, a lot of decrees. And they can go ahead and tell us that even though the Torah says, Lo Savashel Gidi Bechalei Vimo, you're not allowed to what? Cook, eat meat with its mother's milk. And that means meat. And Basar Of is mutter b'chalav min haTorah, chicken and milk is mutter aiki. Im yavo bezdin, if bezdin would come along and say, I have a new cooler for you, meat and milk is mutter, what violation does bezdin do? That's called baal tigra. You're not allowed to subtract. Vim yes or basar ha'of. And if they say chicken is part of Bichlal Hagdi, is part of the Yisr Basar Ve'chalav, meaning they elevate chicken to what? To meat, and say it's Aser Min HaTorah, what do they violate? Baal Tosef. In other words, the Beis Din is enjoined from telling you that a Din D'Rabbanan is a Din D'Oraisa. Okay? And that's Baal Tosef, they do that. They can say, Basar Of is Mutter Min HaTorah, but we're asking Midi Rabbana, so that you don't come to eat meat, that they can certainly do. Now the Ravid makes a comment over here. That we find the Rabbanan all the time come up with Dinim, and they link it into a pasuk. Asmachta, it's a drabana, but asmachta ba'alma. It's an asmachta. They link it to a pasuk, and we find that all the time that they do that. And we don't find that this is considered to be in any sense baal tosef. The Ravid says it's not baal tosef when they go ahead and say, yeah, it's a drabana, but we link it to a pasuk. And asks the Ravid, in the Rambam's formulation, that looks like you're elevating a Darabanan to a quasi-Dorais. One more time. The Rambam says in Isser Baal Tosef when it comes to if the rabbis would come along and say, this Darabanan is the Raisa Baal Tosef. And the Ravid says, you know what, they do that a lot. A lot of times the rabbis will say, yeah, it's a din d'rabbanan, the asmechinu akra. But it's an asmachta into a pasuk. You know what that means? You've ever seen that before? You've seen it before. It's d'rabbanan, but it's got a... Don't think that it's a d'orais. It's d'rabbanan, but it's linked to a pasuk. So why is that not Baal Tosef? Who explains later on? No, he doesn't. So I just want to say the following. The right, according to the Ravid, Drabbanans are not Baal Tosef, ever, ever, ever. There's nothing to talk about. The Drabbanan is not a Baal Tosef. You know why? Because when you violate a Drabbanan, what Avera do you violate? What Avera? Give me the name of the Isser. The Isser is Lo Sasser. But when you, according to the Rambam, when you violate Uf Bechalav, what are you violating? You're violating, quote unquote, Basar Bechalav. In other words, you're violating Isser Prati of Macholos Asuros. So if you're not crystal clear, that this is a Drabbana, not a Doraisa, what might a person come to think? That Of Bechalav is really Basar Bechalav. And therefore, the Rambam has to go out of his way because the Drabbanan do create Isser Prati. That is why you have to be very careful to demarcate carefully what's a Drabbanan and what's a Doraisa. Because the Drabbanans are Isurei Prati. But according to the Ravid Ramban, what is a Drabbanan? A Drabbanan Lo Sasser. So you're not going to get confused and say this Drabbanan is an Isser Basar Bechalav, because it's not an Isser Basar Bechalav. It's an Isser of Lishmoa LeDivrei Chachamim. It's not an Isser Prati. The Rambam has to emphasize the Lotoser, the Baal Tosef factor, because Of Bechalav, creeping towards the Isser of Basar Bechalav. Sit up. Yeah.
Are we using these Rambam as Raya specifically for the Grach?
Yeah.
Can we also use them for the Kiryat Sefer, Sefer Kiryat Sefer yesterday?
You could. Maybe you could. Right. You could. Okay. Time out. I was years ago. Now I'm gonna raise a question to you, and I think it ties into this. It's not exactly the same, but it ties in. And this is what I threw into your. Onto the WhatsApps, if you when you look at a phone, you see a lot of Hebrew words. This is what I'm talking about, Rabosai. There's a fascinating Ritva in Maseches Brachos Daf Lamed Hey. The Ritva asks the following question: let's say you are a chole sheyesh bo sakana, and your only cure, your only food that you can eat is pig. Will you make a bracha when you eat the pig? Well, let's take it one step before that. You're a healthy person, and you just have a taiva for pig, and you're frum with a taiva. So do you make a shahaka when you have when you eat your pig?
So,
yeah. The answer is no. Ein ze mevarech ela minoitz. To go ahead and say that you're going to make a bracha on macholos asuros is an abomination. No bracha. When you're violating Issa, you don't make, that's not an occasion to make a bracha. No way. Okay. What about if now you're a chole mesukan? So you're eating pig beheter. Will you make a bracha? So the Ritva writes, no bracha. Why no bracha? Because, listen carefully, is the Isser of eating pig, is it an Isser Chefza or an Isser Gavra?
Isser Chefza.
Is there something inherently wrong with pig?
Yeah.
Or no, pig is fine, just you're not allowed to eat it. So most Rishonim assume that Macholos Asuros is an Isser Chefza. And a bracha to be chal on an Isser Chefza, even when eaten beheter, is inappropriate. In contrast, let's say I'm a Chola Mesukan, and I need to eat on Yom Kippur. Kosher food, on Yom Kippur. Will I make a bracha?
Pasuk Pshat, yes.
I'll tell you, the Ritva has a beautiful knesh. Pasuk Pshat, yes. Why Pasuk Pshat, yes? Because this is an Isser. No! It's a Gavra. The food is kosher. So it's an Isser Gavra. I know what you meant.
The status is on the Chavsa.
It's an Isser Gavra, but now on Yom Kippur, when I'm at Cholam is Sukkon, is there an Isser Gavra? Because I've had to eat. So there's no Isser Gavra, there's no Isser Chavsa. Make a bracha. Parenthetical comment that the Ritva says you don't make a bracha. But you should make a bracha. But on Yom Kippur, you don't make a bracha. You know why? Because does anyone really want to eat on Yom Kippur?
Wow, that's cute.
You don't want to eat on Yom Kippur. He writes, to eat on Yom Kippur, even if you have to, it's tsar hulo. It's a tsar to him, and therefore it's not an event, a moment of hanah, not to make a bracha. Okay, but that's a side point. But fundamentally, you would make a bracha on Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is an Isser. Watch this. Your cholam is sukkan, and your only food you're available to eat is chicken and cheese sandwich cooked together. Is that food that you would make a bracha on? Be careful. Be careful. So the simple answer, the Ritva says, the Chachamim do not have the ability to make an Isser Chefza. They don't have the ability. An Isser Chefza, if you can kind of visualize it, is like the molecular structure of this substance is tainted. So that Hashem can do. Hashem can taint the object. Hashem can say that basar and chalav is a tainted object. Pig is a tainted object. Nevela is a tainted object. What can the rabbis do? Can the rabbis taint an object? No, what can they do? What they can say, you can't eat that object. But they can't create taint in the object. And therefore they can create an iser what? It's a gavra, not an iser chetza. Will you make a brach of your chalav mesukan? You'll make a brach. You make a brach. So I am going to take a little bit of a leap here. And I'm going to say, perhaps, in light of the Grach and the Yavetz, perhaps we can say, for sure, according to the Ramban, where all the rabbis can do is what? Is create an Isser? Yeah, true, but I'm using the Ramban's formulation. An Isser Klali of Lo Sasur. So every single Isser Durabbanan that you violate, when you violate Isser Shabbos, what's the nature of the Isser? Lotasa. When you violate chicken and milk, what's the nature of the Isser? Lotasa. Muksa, Lotasa. So it's all the same substantive Isser, Lotasa. But according to the Grach and the Rambam, what's he saying? What's the nature of these Isurim? These Isurim become Isser, not the rice, stop with the rice. They become substantively Isser Arayos, substantively, Isser Shabbos, Isser Basa V'Chalav. Query: do the Chachamim have the power even to do what? To create an Isser Chet. Query. Now, I have a sefer at home, and I went scouring for it, called Esvan D'Oraisa. Esvan D'Oraisa is written by Rav Yosef Engel, a 20th century super genius. And he has essays on halachic topics. And he has an essay called Klal Yud, and he asks this question. Can the Chachamim create Isurei Chefza? Do they have that ability? I don't think there's any question according to Ramban. The answer is no. Query according to the Ramban. And I'm just going to, he quotes a lot of Maramakomos. I'm going to just share with you two Maramakomos that he brings. He's very broad. So one Maramakom is, a Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Nosa. And it's very appropriate to today, the eighth day of Hanukkah. Or the 11th day of Hanukkah, whatever it is. So the so he says like this. There's a Medrash. Near Hanukkah Shehoser Boshemen B'yom Rishon. If you have extra light from the first day, what do you do? Ma'al Lahadik Babasheni. Are you allowed to light for the second day? What's that? Are you allowed to use that extra light for the second day? So the Gemara says, yeah. The Tanakhuma says, yes. You can every night, the Chaim B'Shayam, you can go ahead and use the extra candle. Aval. Im Hosir B'yom Shmini. But if you have extra oil from the eighth day, what do you do? Oselo medura bifne atzma. You have to make its own what? Fire, bonfire, umadlika. Why? Lama, kevan shehuksa lemitzvah. Because it is huksa lemitzvah, so, and what does that mean? Osel ish tamesh mimena. You're not allowed to use it. Good? What? Could be. Now, what's that? So now watch this. Now the Medrash continues. Lama yomar odam eini mekayem mitzvah zakenim. A person should say, eini mekayem mitzvah zakenim. I'm not going to fulfill the mitzvah drabbanon. Hold eini min haTorah. A person might say, I don't do drabbanons. I only do doraisas. I'm a karaite. I only do doraisas, not drabbanons. Amar lahem HaKadosh Baruch Banai Ein Atem Rashoim Lomar Kach. You're not allowed to say that. Ela Kol Ma Shegozrim Aleichem. Anything the Chachamim are what? Are gozer to you Mekayimim. Quotes our Pasuk Vasisa Al Pi HaTorah She'aruch Shal Avich V'Yagetz Ken V'Yamulach Lama. Listen to this. Sha'af ani maskim al divrayim. Because I, what? I agree to their decrees. Which means, who's in the driver's seat? The Chachamim. But once the Chachamim are gozer, then what happens? Hashem backs it up. So on this basis, can the Chacham generated Nisr Chefza? He says, yes. Why? Because who's really generating Nisr Chefza? Hashem's generating it. Because once there goes, Hashem gives it his stempel, and now it becomes what? Becomes Machol Zasuros. In other words, perhaps, using this Medrash, maybe that's a deeper idea in the Rambam, is that, yeah, the Chachamar goes there. They're authorized, and now Hashem says this is called what? It's not just Lo Sasur. What does Lo Sasur do? It says this is what? This is Arayos. This is Shabbos. This is etc. And he quotes another Gemara, which is like real Bekiyas. Amazing Bekiyas. Like you see a genius at work. Rav Yosef Engel was a genius. Listen to this Gemara. He says, and this is, he thinks, shot in this Gemara. It's a Gemara Maseches Chulin Daf Samach. You guys say every day in the morning at Pesukei Zimra, whether you fully understand the words or not, Yihi Chvod Hashem, it's an honor to God, Le'olam, forever, and Yismach Hashem B'ma'asav. And Hashem is pleased with his creations, the things he created, the things that are his handiwork. What does this mean? Pasuk Zeh Sar Ha'olam Amaro, the Sar Ha'olam, some kind of heavenly officer, said this pasuk b'shah she'amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, when Hashem said the following. Listen to this: Limineu be'ilanos. Hashem, when He created the world, He said to the ilanos, to the trees, every tree should grow limineu. What does that mean? What does limineu mean? That every species should grow separate from each other. So when the trees grew, the apple trees grew in one area, and the orange trees grew in another area, and the lemon trees grew in another area. Every tree, lemineu, Rashi explains that what? Sheyotza kol ilan ba'atzma berichuk mechaver shelo heker. And now came along the Desha'im, the grasses. The grasses came along and Nasu Desha'im Kal V'Chomer. They made a Kal V'Chomer. The grasses made a Kal V'Chomer. What was the Kal V'Chomer? Im Ritzono Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'irbuvya. If Hashem wanted everything to grow intermingled, mixed up together, Lama Amar Limineyu Be'ilonos. So why did he say Limineyu by the trees? V'od. Moreover, does it say Limineyu by the Deshaim? It only says Limineyu by trees. V'od. V'od Kavachomer. Ma'ilonos. She'ein darkon latseis be'irbuvya. The trees grow intermingled. Each tree has its own space. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nevertheless, Hashem said to the trees, separate yourself, go limineyu, anu, al achas kama v'kama, and miyad kol echad ve'echad yotza lamino. And as a result, when the grasses came out of the ground, each one came out, the blue grass went this place, the green grass went this place, the crab grass went that place, they all went limineyu. Did the Torah say limineyu by the grasses? No. But what do? They made their own Kal V'Chomer based on?
Trees.
Based on the trees. Oh. And Paklam, and now the Sara Olam said, Yihi Chvod Hashem Le'olam, Yismach Hashem B'ma'asav. And what was, Hashem was pleased with? With the creations. He so says Rav Yosef Engel, unbelievable. He says, what did the grass do? Did the grass have a command? They didn't have a command. But they derived from Ilanos their course of conduct, and then what was Hashem's response? Acquiescence. Conference. I agree. I'm on board. And now watch this. You think this is relevant to halacha? So now the Gemara has the following. Boy Ravina. Is there a din of kilayim by planting different grasses together? Hirkiv or to graft different grasses. Hirkiv shnei deshaim zel gav zeh. What's the din? Do we assume? Watch this. Did the Torah ever say limineyu by this? No. So maybe there's no isra of kilayim by grasses. There's only an isra of grafting different species of trees, because there it says limineyu, but not so by grasses. Do we say, ma'o came to lo kasabu limineyu, lo mechayev, o dilma, kevan da askim aditu? Since what? Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu did what? He acquiesced to their Kal V'Chomer, kemandik sibu limineyu damya. It's as if it says what? It's as if it says limineyu. Wow. That's incredible. So what's the Gemara's answer? What's the resolution? That suffix? Take them. But what does that do to us? What does that do to us? So it could very well be that just like the grasses, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he's maskim, it's as if what? It's as if once he's maskim, it's as if it says lemme. It's as if it says lemineyu by the grasses. And as a result, it'll be Nisr Kilayim on a Doraisa level. On a Doraisa level. So too, once the Chachamim make their dinim, and they have authority to do so, Hashem is what? Grants a stamp of approval, and then yes, Arayas becomes an Isra Arayas, with Nafkaminas in terms of Ones, with Nafkaminas in terms of Sota, with Nafkaminas perhaps in terms of Baal Tosif, and perhaps even the Chachamim can create what kind of Isser? An Isser Chetza. Not that the Chacham are creating it. It's really the Chacham by their din is now generating, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating an Isser Chetza by his acquiescence to the rabbinic decree. Yeah, I got to do everything. The Ramban disagrees. What does he do with all these sources? I don't know what he does with these sources. Look, this is Rav Yosef Engel. It's a beautiful just how he takes these Gemaras that have nothing to do with anything and puts them together. He develops this from the sugya of Chanukah is really incredible. So Bez Hashem, we'll dream about this tomorrow. We have a brand new topic, new sugyas. weiter in Shas. Have an afternoon.